Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Jeremy Scott. Iran promises revenge on Israel, but who will make the first move towards war? Then a Brazilian athlete flashes the gospel at the Olympics through sign language. But first, Israel remains on high alert following Iranian threats of retaliation. Transform Iran's Lana Silk says,
everyone is playing a game of chicken really here, I think, and showing a display of strength and willingness to engage, but everyone is waiting to see who will make their move first.
Iran blames Israel for assassinating a Hamas political leader in Tehran last week and promises revenge. Iranian-backed militia in nearby countries such as Hezbollah in Lebanon are attacking Israel with increased frequency. However, U.S. state officials say the exact timing and details of Iran's big attack remain unclear.
Iran is a legitimate threat, but Iran doesn't want war on their turf. Iran doesn't have the capacity for that kind of war. They've been very happy to run this war by proxy.
Meanwhile, the focus inside Iran is on a different quandary.
There is talk of war. There is an anticipation that something might escalate, but they've got bigger immediate problems at hand. They're so concerned with getting food on their table that I'm not sure it's really trickling down to them just yet.
Transform Iran offers peace amid the turmoil.
Our hope is Jesus. And he is the person that we endeavor to constantly introduce Iranians to in every way that we can.
Transform Iran reaches the lost, disciples converts, and develops nation-transforming leaders. Find ways to help at missionnews.org. Then, life in Beirut, Lebanon, seems to carry on after an Israeli airstrike killed a top Hezbollah commander there last week. Beachfronts and cafes are full of people, but the normalcy is razor thin. Hunter Williamson with Timar LSESD says,
but then suddenly you'll be sitting, you'll be walking, and you'll hear large explosions. And it's Israeli jets breaking the sound barrier over Beirut and over Mount Lebanon. These are largely just shows of force, but they're adding a lot to the anxiety and pressure.
10 months of escalating fire between Hezbollah and Israel have taken a deep toll on the people of Lebanon. The conflict is just one more challenge amid its crippling economic and political crises over the past several years.
There's a lot of talk about how people will be able to get out of the country if a larger conflict erupts.
In the midst of the uncertainty, the ministries of Timar serve as the hands and feet of Christ in Lebanon and the wider region.
Whether it's providing education, whether it's providing aid, whether it's helping with home rehabilitation. Through this, Timar is not only declaring the gospel, but is demonstrating it.
Pray for an end to hostilities and that Christians will be agents of peace and justice. Read the full story at missionnews.org. And finally, a 16-year-old Brazilian skateboarder gets creative in sharing scripture on the global stage. Competing in the women's final at the Paris Olympics last week, Raíssa Leal looked into the camera and signed John 14:6. Speaking through a female interpreter, Mark Sorensen with Door International explains.
In the Olympics, there was some laws regarding how they could share their religion, but because it wasn't done vocally, she signed it. That was sort of under the radar.
Video capturing the moment quickly went viral.
Right after that, I saw so many shared social media posts, Instagram, Facebook. It was blasted all over in the deaf community.
Liel is a hearing person, but recognizing sign language on a stage like the Olympics does much to encourage the global deaf community. Deaf believers gladly seized an opportunity to build on her boldness.
Some deaf people that posted this video, they shared a link to where you could find a Bible translation in their sign language.
In countries that are hostile to Christianity, deaf believers sometimes have an advantage.
I've heard many stories where in sensitive, hostile countries, deaf people can fly under the radar and share the gospel in sign language, and government agencies, they don't recognize it, and the gospel is able to be spread in the deaf community.
Ask the Lord to give these believers boldness and courage, and pray for open hearts among unreached deaf communities. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people like you. Join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.